Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Relentless attacks from Fulani militants leave Nigerians desperate for hope. Then, how FMI engages in the slow work of building relationships with North African churches. The details coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Nigeria, where nearly 50 Christians have been killed over a three-week span. Fulani militants were behind most of the latest attacks, while Boko Haram was to blame for one pastor's death. Joshua Irandi with Transworld Radio says,
"We have heard stories of people killed in their farmlands, and then many people have run away and stopped farming for fear of being murdered or molested."
Fulani Islamists increasingly target Christian farmers because the Fulani want more land for their livestock. The Nigerian government does nothing to oppose the violent campaign. Instead, believers driven out of their homes are pushed aside.
"Some people who do not have places to go are moved into IDP camps provided by the government."
Despair comes easily in a displacement camp. Believers have lost their homes and livelihoods and have no easy answer to the question, what's next? This is where TWR comes in.
"Ours is to minister hope to the people, hope in Christ Jesus. And we have groups that go to IDP camps with our media content. People keep hearing the word of God, and we have testimonies. People are giving their lives to Christ."
Praise the Lord for sending messengers with his hope to people in despair. Pray Nigeria's government will take action against the extremists. Next, civil war in Sudan has brought education to a screeching halt. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide says for 2 years now, kids' school routines have been disrupted or ditched entirely.
"At best, you've got disruption in the education quality and the education level of each of those students. And then you've got the reality on the ground in Sudan that you've got schools that are completely destroyed."
Weaver expects illiteracy rates to rise, a difficulty his ministry is prepared to tackle. Spoken Worldwide is an oral ministry, and their programming doesn't require participants to read. While it's structured primarily for adults, Weaver hopes the spiritual transformation will extend to kids.
"So if we can continue to bring people to faith, disciple them, help them become leaders in their communities, that means that children, as they grow up and see their parents involved in those types of things, say, well, I can serve in the kingdom of God too."
Meanwhile, Sudanese parents have joined the ranks of those looking beyond an education system for a hope and future for their children. Find specific prayer points for these families as well as Sudan's warring leaders at missionnews.org. And the things that matter most take time. FMI supports local churches in some of the hardest to reach places on earth. Today, they're in the middle of an exciting yet slow season of expanding their reach in the Arabian Peninsula and North Africa. Here's the behind the scenes with FMI's Patrick Anthony.
"We start with people that we trust, and they share relationships, friendships that they have that they trust." So
the team connects with national leaders who have the same vision to see God's kingdom expanding in their entire country. Sometimes they connect leaders with other networks in their country, but it requires sensitivity.
"And they're protecting their people. Like, it's not just them they're protecting. They've got a network of people. On paper, say, wow, this is a great idea. Let's work with this network and that work and go forward. And it's like, whoa. We need a lot more time to build trust. So I think part of it is just being okay with taking smaller steps at a time."
Please pray for trust, clear communication, and understanding cross-culturally for FMI's new relationships in North Africa.
"From country to country, FMI has the same goals of assisting church planters, evangelism, seeing the church spread. But how that happens in each country can look a little different because of the cultural nuances of that place."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.